The Vinaya Mina volcano on the Alaska Peninsula is apparently erupting. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Thursday morning, the Alaska Volcano Observatory upgraded the volcano alert level for the Vinaya Mina volcano to watch due to satellite images that indicate an ongoing eruption. Chris Way Thomas is a geologist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory.
What exactly is going on? We're not sure yet. It could be low-level eruption of lava or a hot material of some kind being exploded out, but not going very high. And we still don't see anything in the web camera to indicate any ash emission.
The Alaska Volcano Observatory has been closely monitoring the Vinaya Mina volcano since Saturday when they noticed elevated levels of seismic activity. Way Thomas confirms that AVO has a seismic network on the volcano, but it's not functioning at 100%.
Quite compromised at the moment. There are, I think, 7 stations on the volcano, but only 2 are working at the moment.
The seismic network is solar-powered, and some of the stations have apparently not yet come back online due to snow and ice cover. However, Way Thomas says that doesn't account for all of the stations.
These stations require regular maintenance, and we've been unable to for a variety of reasons, to get back to resuscitate the station. So some of it has to do with budget cuts and other priorities.
The last time the Vinaya Mina volcano showed more energetic activity was in 1993 to 1994. AVO notes that seismic activity similar to the ongoing activity last occurred back in 2005. Vinaya Mina is not the only volcano on the Alaska Peninsula that's currently in an eruptive state. The Pavlov volcano to the southwest of Mount Vinaya Mina is currently at volcano alert level watch. Way Thomas confirms that AVO is still detecting elevated seismic activity at Pavlov.
And still elevated surface temperatures at the summit. The eruption is still underway. It's producing low-level ash clouds that are getting, you know, in the 12 to 15,000 foot range. It's impacting local air travel to Cold Bay, King Cove, Sandpoint when the winds are blowing toward those communities. So, it's still going.
You can follow the activity at all of Alaska's volcanoes on the website of the Alaska Volcano Observatory at avo.alaska.edu. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.